Vatican Radio's Sean Patrick Lovett is in the Holy Land travelling with the Pope. I spoke to him briefly during a pause for lunch and asked him to talk to me about his impressions of this intense morning. This morning you actually crossed the border into the Palestinian territories. You went through the crossing at Raichel's tomb, if I'm not mistaken. What was that like?
Linda, I've been to the Holy Land before, but the last time I was here, there was no separation wall, dividing wall, apartheid wall, because that's what they call it as well. The connections with South Africa under the apartheid regime are actually very strong. And I have to confess, I was shocked. I'd seen the pictures, I'd watched the footage, I'd read the newspaper articles, but I promise you I never anticipated I would have such a strong emotional response to that, to those checkpoints, because you go through not one, you go through various checkpoints. And even carrying a Vatican press pass, and when you go through this wall, I mean, it's 8 meters high, Linda. The Berlin Wall was half that height. It's a very powerful experience, and you come into this kind of no man's land on the other side, and you start speaking to the Palestinians, and they begin telling you the stories of how they literally can't move freely in their own homes. If a Palestinian living in Jerusalem marries a Palestinian living in the occupied territories, they can't live together in Jerusalem. The Israel controls literally everything that comes into and out of these territories. The people are desperate, the people are frustrated, the people are furious, and the fact of the Pope being here, the fact of the Pope speaking on their behalf is immensely important for them, because the worst thing is that they say they're losing hope. They're losing hope because they say the world just doesn't care. That's their impression. The world just doesn't care. The world has other things to do and isn't paying any attention. And so the fact that the Pope comes here and speaks on their behalf rekindles that hope and gives them something to believe in.
Sean, we were watching actually the welcome ceremony this morning on television, and the imagery is actually very powerful. He's getting a full state welcome. What can you tell me about that?
It was fascinating, Linda, because having been at the welcome that he received in Israel with Shimon Peres, which was very choreographed, it was very beautiful, I have to say. The Israelis really went out of their way to prepare something special for him. But it was very choreographed, very set up. Every step was prepared. The stage, the choirs that sang, the children's choir, the choices of the songs. Whereas this was a much more homely affair. It was, in a sense, it wasn't as choreographed. It was certainly warmer, certainly more spontaneous. And again, I hate harping on the same thing, but I talked to a lot of those people you saw before the Pope arrived, and the sense was just they were so excited, so pleased that someone was coming to plead their cause.
I know that a lot of pilgrims from Gaza wanted to come this morning to Bethlehem to attend the Mass. Do you know if this was possible?
It wasn't possible. In the end, they were expecting over 200. In the end, I think 22 in all were able to come. And the Pope did greet them. He did stop to greet each of them individually. I'm going to have to leave you right now because the Pope is coming out of the dining room. He's going to pass by in front of me even as we speak.
Thank you, Sean. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, my dear. Thanks so much. Good work. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Vatican Radio's Sean Patrick Lovett, whom, as you could hear, is travelling with the Pope in the Holy Land. Now today is day 6 of this 8-day apostolic voyage that has taken Pope Benedict XVI to Jordan for the first 3 days, to Israel as from Monday, and today into the Palestinian territories. The Pope is following an intense schedule with many meetings with religious and political representatives of the region, but also He is visiting many holy sites that are sacred to the people of the Holy Land. For him, of course, to be able to tread the very land where Jesus walked is of immense significance. And upon his arrival in Israel, he announced with joy that he's taking his place in a long line of Christian pilgrims to these shores.
I take my place in a long line of Christian pilgrims to these shores. A line that stretches back to the earliest centuries of the Church's history, and which I am sure will continue long into the future. I come, like so many others before me, to pray at the holy places, to pray especially for peace. Peace in the Holy Land and peace throughout the world.
And Bethlehem, with its grotto of the Nativity, is really at the very heart of Christianity, with its message of peace, love and charity. During the afternoon, Pope Benedict visited the Caritas Baby Hospital in Bethlehem, where he had the chance to donate a very modern respiratory support system for babies. The doors of this very special hospital have stood open to all children and mothers every day without interruption since 1952. And the hospital has become absolutely vital to the region's healthcare system, as it is the only pediatric hospital in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip together. My friend and colleague Tracy McClure has travelled to the Holy Land and visited the hospital. She told me that more than 100,000 children, 4 years old or younger, live in the Bethlehem-Hebron region alone. For all of Palestine, the figure is above 500,000. And for these children, not even basic health services are routinely available.
When we think of the baby Jesus, our thoughts naturally go to Bethlehem, where the Christ child was born more than 2,000 years ago. And while the Holy Family had a stable for a temporary home, not everyone in Bethlehem today is so lucky. But no matter how poor a family in Bethlehem may be today, many families survive with the assistance from NGOs. Every Bethlehem baby can count on getting some of the best health care available in the Palestinian territories. Caritas Baby Hospital, just above downtown Bethlehem, provides specialized pediatric health care for newborns to children up to 6 years of age. The modern center, with 5 specialists and 7 medical residents, serves 3 villages, Bedouin settlements, and refugee camps in the West Bank, a population of more than 120,000 people. Nearly half that population is under the age of 14. Well, on a recent trip to the Holy Land, I spoke with Dr. Issa Shomali, medical director of the Caritas Baby Hospital. He told me about 3,500 little patients are admitted each year, and doctors treat some 25,000 outpatients every year. Most cannot afford to pay for treatment.
Well, we see all kinds of pediatric pathologies, infectious disease, congenital problems, oncology, congenital heart disease, rheumatic problems, all range of pediatric problems we see. At the moment, we have mostly chest infections because this is the season for bronchitis.
And all beds are full?
It is full capacity now, yeah.
What happens when you have patients who have a serious problem that you are not able to treat?
We try to transfer them where they can be treated.
Is that anywhere near here in Bethlehem?
It's in Jerusalem. Transfer is difficult because of the checkpoints, but we try our best to get them there.
What exactly is necessary to transfer a patient to a Jerusalem hospital?
We have to coordinate through the Palestinian and the Israeli authorities so that we get a permit to transfer a patient there. And this sometimes takes time. And the patient has to be transferred from Palestinian ambulance to an Israeli ambulance at the checkpoints through the 2 sides of the checkpoint.
And you said that sometimes they have to walk the 1 kilometer distance between the 2 ambulances.
Yes, they do have, yeah.
And when you have a patient who needs to go, for example, to Europe for treatment?
We don't try to send them to Europe because it's very difficult and very expensive. And most parents cannot afford to send them to Europe unless we send them through charitable organization. Last year, I sent one for heart surgery to Germany, but it was sponsored by some German group.
What about the problem that many patients have to pay?
In this hospital, mostly they don't pay. I mean, last year, 82% of our patients didn't pay money. So it's really, this hospital survives on donations. Mostly Caritas institutions and churches in Switzerland.
Upstairs, I was in the neonatal ward where you have many children in the incubators. So what is the most serious illness that you have seen there?
At the moment, it's bronchiolitis now. It's a virus infection to the small airway passages in the lungs. And sometimes it can be severe enough to put the babies on ventilators. They need help for breathing. So that's, it's full now.
No, I saw a three-day-old baby upstairs with her father said that she had a microbe problem in the blood.
She had bacteremia. Bacteremia, that's a bacteria in the bloodstream. Newly born, was delivered in another hospital and transferred to us. Mm-hmm. Needed ventilation.
What are her chances of survival with what you have at your disposal?
I think her chances are good. Okay. She needs time, but she'll be okay.
She's okay thanks to the excellent care provided by the staff of Dr. Isa Shomali at the Caritas Baby Hospital, and thanks to the financial help from people like us.
Well, thanks there to Tracy for her report. Also on Wednesday afternoon, Pope Benedict visited a refugee camp in Bethlehem. The Aida refugee camp is just one of the camps populated by Palestinians displaced from their homes since Israel was created in 1948. This particular one is located north of Bethlehem. It hosts some 5,000 people. It's an example of cohabitation between Muslims and Christians. And especially addressing the young people present, the Pope encouraged them to commit to education and to renew their efforts to prepare for the time when they will be responsible for the affairs of the Palestinian people in years to come.
Towering over us as we gather here this afternoon is a stark reminder of the stalemate that the relations between Israelis and Palestinians seem to have reached the wall. In a world where more and more borders are being opened up to trade, to travel, to movement of peoples, to cultural exchanges, it is tragic to see walls still being erected. How we long to see the fruits of the much more difficult task of building peace. How earnestly we pray for an end to the hostilities that have caused this wall to be built.
The Pope concluded his busy day with talks with the Palestinian President, Mahmoud Abbas, before travelling back to the Apostolic Delegation in Jerusalem, where he is staying.